So when the transistor radios came, we also used to get products and write articles about them, not construction articles, but feature stories. You know, this is a new so-and-so recorder, this is an amplifier, etc. And one of the things we did was an article on the new transistor radios, which were, you know, incredible, you know, compared to what we had before. The tubes were ridiculous. I had a tube-type portable radio. The battery life was like 45 minutes. So these wonderful little things. So we bought a number of them to look over and play with and write an article about. And we opened them up and looked inside because we were curious about. One manufacturer would say, this is a 4-transistor radio for $30, and this is a 6-transistor radio for $50, this is an 8-transistor for $70. Okay, now, we want to know what the difference was. Was it, you know, push-pull or RF amp? You know, there are various ways of increasing the circuitry. We looked in, we found that the 6- and 8-transistor radios had dummy transistors in them. Connected to nothing. Yeah. That's known as marketing. Marketing, right? I guess we did write about that, too.